Hey, everybody. This is Black Women with Other Brothers, your podcast for Friday, May 8th, 2020. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac, coming to you from warm and formerly beautiful downtown San Francisco. Well, sweethearts, how are you? It's been a very interesting week here in San Francisco. Thank you for listening all over the world. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for telling your friends. Well, phew. I have no choice but to share what's going on in San Francisco because it's been so life-altering. I now call it a refugee camp. I used to call it the junkie apocalypse. This is going into the second month. And they're pretty bold knowing that they own the streets during shelter in place. San Francisco has these really namby-pamby, lousy, fake progressive liberal laws. But anywho, on the positive tip, I am a pretty healthy woman, and I usually once or twice a week, I go to my local farmer's market. It's called the Civic Center's Farmer's Market. I'm really into fresh produce. I love walking, and it's just great. California has beautiful produce. Many of you are listening in California, so you know what I'm talking about. And I met some beautiful people at the farmer's market, and currently, as I am recording this on a beautiful, it's like 76 degrees in San Francisco, so honey, that's like a heat wave for us. It's a beautiful, the sky is blue, well, slightly cloudy, well, some thin clouds. Currently, my lunch is in the oven. It's going on 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I am starting a serious diet. I know I said that before, but let me elaborate since this podcast is under 10 minutes and I'm at 2 minutes already. I have gone back to doing intermittent fasting. That means I stop eating at a certain time and then I eat a certain time the next day. So I'm nocturnal, so I can stop eating at 10 o'clock at night, and maybe I don't eat again until noon. I like to start eating later, which my first meal of the day will be when my food is done, which will be around 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And what's really been motivating me, quarantine, shelter in place, everybody has been overeating. I don't know anybody who hasn't been, even the bulimics who are vomiting, are eating more food and vomiting it up, which is harder to do being at home around your family members. Now, I've been watching this show, I'm sure you ladies and gentlemen have watched it too. It's called My 600-Pound Life. Now, I don't have a TV. I'm nonconformist that way. I watch it online for free, which is, I find it quite absorbing. These are people with binge eating disorders. They're addicted to food. They're 600 pound minimum. And I love this doctor guy, Dr. Now. And he says, we need to talk about your eating habit. He's a foreign guy. But, you know, he's down in Texas. So he comes in the room with the morbidly obese person. He says, hey, how y'all doing? Now we need to talk about your eating habit. And he calls them out. And when I watched the show, it really cemented to me. I said, okay, hold up. This shelter in place is going to be over soon. Now get it together. Like in my head, I mean, I myself used to have anorexia nervosa. This was when I was a young lady. I could easily lose my appetite, easily skip meals whenever something bothered me. I was raised my family. You know, it'd be arguments around the dinner table. So it's kind of started then. I was super thin as a kid. I would have, they called it a nervous stomach. But the Negro said I had a tapeworm because I was so thin. But it was anorexia nervosa. So I understand eating disorders. And I kind of cured myself from that, being around loving people and not a lot of toxicity around meal times. So during this shelter in place, I mean, who hasn't been eating their heads off? And I was looking at these obese people. I'm like, how do you lose control like that? I could see gaining 50 pounds. You know, I couldn't see gaining more than 50 pounds myself, but I've been in California most of my life. I admit it is very sizist in Northern California. So I would watch 600 Pound Life and think, how do they like lose control like that? So I went and I tried on my skinny dress. Now, you might not call it a skinny dress, but you do have a dress that's your gauge. It shows you if you have gone out of control or not. So I was able to zip up my skinny dress, but it was tight. So then I put on my Spanx, and it looked reasonable. I was able to zip it up. I'm like, oh, I was like, word, oh my God, if I can't zip this dress up, that means I gained a dress size. Oh, everything is lost. You know, California isn't. And I looked in the mirror. I'm like, D, you got to get a handle on this. So I went to the Farmer's Almanac. I think I may have mentioned it here before. This is doing tasks according to the cycles of the moon. It's not about astrology. Centuries old. And I did this a couple weeks ago. I looked and I said, okay, May 12th is when I'm seriously on a diet. So now I'm doing the pre-diet. This week I've been on a high-protein diet because when I started this shelter-in-place, this quarantine in my neighborhood, the mayor allowed all the junkies to pitch their tent in my neighborhood especially and all over San Francisco. So I was like, honey, I was doing smothered chicken, homemade gravy, grits with butter. I like it southern style, buttered rice, you know, high carbs. And being a Californian, a sizist one, I admit, I wasn't that big on eating all that stuff. And then I also had some stuff in my pantry, you know, stock your pantry. And I was watching 600 Pound Life, and when he would finally get through to the morbidly obese people, and he says, I'm going to put you on this diet. I need you to lose 100 pounds in 3 months. Now, when you're 600 pounds, it's easy to lose weight. It's super easy to lose weight. Anyway, and he put them on this high-protein diet, and I would watch what they would be eating, which, I'm a middle-aged woman. I'm not ignorant. But this is a TV show, and I'd be watching, and he'd have them eating salads, poached chicken breast, lots of salads, lots heavy on the fruits and vegetables. I don't know if I saw them eating fruits, maybe more vegetables. So this week, that's what I've been doing. I've been doubling down. Like I have two sides of veggies and then my protein. I didn't have any, let's say I had rice twice this week. So I'm tapering down on the rice. I was able to fit into the skinny dress. And with Spanx, it looks, you know, pretty normal, but I know I've got to get it together. But that's in my head. When I had that eating disorder with anorexia and I was modeling gloves, my arms were like the size of broomsticks. I would look in the mirror and I would kind of think I was fat. I know it sounds funny. I weighed about, 103, 106 pounds for my weight. Looked good, you know, modeling, 5 foot five and a half. But now I look in the mirror, I don't think I'm fat. Because I know I'm not fat, but I know it's time to just like do this thing. So May 12th, it's on. It's serious. So I'm getting ready. I've got chicken breast in the oven. It's baking. I, you know, tossed it with some Italian seasoning. I sliced this beautiful, big, gigantic green onion with this big, beautiful white bulb. And then I've got two different types of kale that I will be sautéing. And that is my first meal of the day. I don't consider it deprivation because I was feeding my fear, which it's okay to do with watching 600 Pound Life. Most people have their binge eating disorder. So some kind of trauma. So living in a city where your mayor allows junkies to pitch their tent around the corner from you, that's completely traumatic, right? So since I advocate for myself, that's what I'm doing. Thanks for listening, folks. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Black Women with Other Brothers podcast comes to you Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from San Francisco, California. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. Everything's beautiful.